Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I was reading the obituary of a man I'd never met when I ran across something remarkable. Not the details of his mostly normal life, but a fleeting reference to one of history's more underrated heroes, Joseph of Arimathea. You know, the wealthy Pharisee who, without being asked, took Christ's body down from the cross, anointed it with oils, wrapped it in linen, and placed it in his own tomb. We all know people like that. They rise to the occasion, perform the thankless task. They sit on boards, organize events, judge competitions, volunteer when nobody else will. The world would collapse without them, but they rarely get much credit, which is fine with them. That was the guy who died. He'd long been active in local civic affairs, but then he got sick and knew his time was short. So he went to his church and signed up for a new ministry there. Its members counsel people who've just lost a loved one. They help with funeral arrangements, sometimes speak at burials. The ministry is named after, who else? Joseph of Arimathea. He was an enigmatic character, mentioned only briefly in the major Gospels, but he keeps popping up in early church histories. Joseph was apparently a member of the Sanhedrin, the Israelites' judicial body, a volunteer post, of course. After Christ's death, he's said to have taken himself, and maybe the Holy Grail, to Britain. There, he's revered for bringing Christianity to what's now the English-speaking world. That, too, was a non-paying job. We could use a few more Josephs these days. The country's in a bad place, with rich getting richer, poor poorer. Housing, medical care, education are harder to obtain, especially for those at the bottom. Needs go unmet. Public services deteriorate. Charities are stretched thin. Government budgets cut. Last week, our paid members of Congress were about to shut down the federal government again because, well, it's not clear why, except egotism and pigheadedness. Where is Joseph of Arimathea when we need him? He's being lowered into a grave this week in a little town near mine after a useful and all too brief life. So here's to Richard R. Dick Lindsay. May his example of selfless, unobtrusive service inspire us all. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.